So before we even continue on with this conversation, I'm Den Den. I'm here with Fee. I'm here with Trey, Ricky B. We from New York City, and we just here on quarantine, talking, chatting it up about different topics. Right now, we talking about the coronavirus.
We live.
What it do?
What it do, baby?
How y'all doing out here? How y'all feeling?
In this quarantine season. Den Den, Trey Way, what do you do?
Fifi, we here. We here to talk about... here to talk. We're here to talk about all the things that we've been experiencing during this time, this tragic time, with the coronavirus being out and it's spreading widely. Us being in quarantine and our experiences with that. Like, how y'all feeling? How y'all been feeling? Holding up. Ricky, we start us off.
I've been chilling. This is something new. I'm sure this is new for all of us. But I've been taking it easy, you know. For me personally, I've been doing the same thing I've been doing for months, for weeks, prior to the quarantine. I've been social distancing before coronavirus.
You've been social distancing before? Why?
Crazy.
I've just been on my own, like, by myself a lot prior to that happening.
What's up with you, Trey Way?
It's a dope sweater, bro.
Thank you. It depends on who you ask, because if you work for the city, then you are definitely experiencing some turbulence and some. But I feel like what Ricky said is actually true. This is like I've been on my social distancing thing, like especially like we're in a different period of time, you know. Like, we're all, like, in the process of, like, you know, kind of establishing and setting our foundations for our future. So, not only is this, like, one of the most detrimental things that could happen, this whole quarantine thing, but it's also, depending on who you ask and what you do, it could be something that is useful and very beneficial. So, I feel like this is time that we should all just take to, you know, focus on the things that we can't really make time for when we working and doing other stuff.
That's real.
How you feeling, Fee?
I'm feeling great. I feel like this is a was kind of like unfortunate, like that it had to be this way, but it's a perfect opportunity for myself, like for people who are in like education. That I mean, not per se teachers, because still a lot of work on them, like revamping like their curriculums and shit. But me working in the office, like. The dean's office is not much for me to really do besides, like, try to send videos and connect with parents and let them know, like, hey, we got y'all, I guess. But do we?
Yeah, that's true. We don't.
Yeah, so it's not much that I could do besides focus on myself and build routines to help, like, build my discipline and, like, help me get into the right pathway for myself. So I feel like it's been a great opportunity. But I kind of still think about, like, the people who are – mostly affected by this, like people who like are out of jobs and people who do not have the finance like stability to be able to like pay their bills because this shit is really fucking them up, you know. So I think about those people.
I definitely feel you on that, especially in the educational aspect. The crazy thing is, in my school, when I first heard that a teacher in the same network caught the coronavirus, I was like, oh, snap. And then a couple of my teachers from my school went to that school that the original teacher caught the virus at. And I feel like my school did not react, make the proper steps fast enough, because we were still in school for like about a week or so, a week and a couple of days.
So the person that was infected like was at your school?
No, a couple of teachers from my school went to their school.
Got it.
Was there. So I'm just
so I guess what do you expect them? What did you expect them to do?
I guess what I expected was like, updating us, because I found out through other teachers. Like, we all find out through word of mouth. Especially with the state of like the coronavirus, I feel like at least updating us, like, hey, a teacher, the teachers that was in that school, stay home for right now until we figure certain things out. Or like, hey, don't interact. We still want you in school, but don't interact with students or so forth and so forth, so on and so forth. But it was no communication, especially with something like this. At least all you can do is communicate, and we didn't get that. So it was just, as a teacher, it was scary for me and scary for the students, because they just emailed the students today, and we've been in quarantine for about a week now.
This is the second week.
Yeah. So the students just found out today that a teacher had it. And there's a possibility that there's a couple teachers, students that might have it too. So they scared and they reacting. They don't know because they, some of them are with their grandparents and some of them are with their parents. And they're saying that older people are more prone to being affected more by the disease. So a lot of people is upset. Yeah, a lot of people is not feeling that.
And people who are sick. But I would tell those folks and I would tell those students and anybody who's like maybe having those symptoms or feeling like they might have been in contact with somebody who might have it, I would tell them like to call their doctor, like, and like tell them how they feeling, and the doctor would like tell them or reassure them like if they have it or not, like not have it or not and be specific, but I feel like that's more safe than going to the doctor when, first of all, one, like, the people who work for medical, they're like working their ass off right now because people in the hospital, like with corona, and people who don't have that shit still going to the hospital. So, and people who are scared they may have that shit going there, and you go there with the potential you could possibly get in contact with somebody who actually have that shit. So it's just better and safe for you to social distancing.
Yeah, quarantine, stay home, stay people,
home,
stay home,
stay home, and don't go to the doctor, like, unless you feel
don't
like
listen to the government.
You dying.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
At that home, like, it's I personally feel like this is a perfect time for a lot of people to really spend some time with themselves.
Yes,
really,
yes.
Self reflect and get in touch with their higher self.
Yes. I believe the same exact thing. I feel like this has been the perfect opportunity, especially for myself, to just spend time with myself and be comfortable spending time with myself. Like, a lot of people always see, like, they always need something from the outside. Like, they need to, like, they need outside distractions or to have comfort from other people, but a lot of people are not comfortable within themselves, and this is the perfect time to truly love and take care of yourself, like spend time with yourself.
What is, yeah, it's crazy you talking about the aspect of like self-care in the moment of like the fact that we in quarantine. This is the moment where we can actually focus on ourselves. So what are some things that y'all doing for self-care? What are some things were you able to do now, given that you have a little bit more time to do some things for yourself while being indoors?
Take care of the things that you don't really have to, you know, necessarily make a lot of money for, you know, because a lot of people choose the things that they make money for over, they choose the things that they can make money for over the things that they really love to do. So I feel like a lot of people are now doing what they love to do, which is actually a big difference. You know, a lot of people just do what they have to instead of what they want to. So, like me personally, a lot of things that I'm doing, I wouldn't normally have the time to do because I'm so focused on like how things are going to get paid. And now that everything's stopped for everyone, it's like, you know, you can really take time to, you know, like she said, pay attention to the things you like to do. Like, I've been editing a lot of photos. I've been definitely getting to work out a lot more, which a lot of people, I see a lot of people on like social media, they're doing taking challenges. This time to, yeah, like do challenges and stuff like that. Definitely, I mean, the social distancing, I feel like, is to a certain extent, like through social media, we're still connected, but physically we are like distancing ourselves definitely physically because of the virus. But I feel like, you know, in the time where we could lose, we are winning in some aspects.
Wait, question.
I agree.
Question. Hold on. I want to play devil's advocate a little, because I think that there's that low key, there has been already been social distancing in terms of like, people, we already have been bad in terms of communication and really socializing with each other and interacting with each other. The state of that was already not in a good place. So us being quarantined, like a lot of my kids is like, oh, they don't know what to do right now. They're bored. They want to go outside. Now they want to go outside. They want to see people. So I feel like
at the same time, like people, yes, what you're saying, but at the same time, people always like still go outside and be with people. Like, social distancing, social distancing, like if you look at the definition, is like literally you can't be 6 feet like next to people, like, you know, so like your students are used to going out and interacting with people and their friends and not just being behind their Snapchat and their TikTok, but they go around and experience like outside, but bars are closed, things are closing down where like they don't have the opportunity to still go out. So that is when you're limited in a sense, like you, this is something you cannot do. It makes you kind of like makes you want it more. Yeah, you want it more. Like,
that's true.
Once, like, it's like if like once you, even if you don't have anything to do outside, if once your parent told you, Denden or Ricky, don't go outside, you just like have the urge to go outside because you like you have that restriction imposed on you.
No, I definitely believe in that. So in terms of like this whole coronavirus, I see some people taking it serious and some people not taking it serious. Like, what is your honest reaction to the whole virus itself? Like, how should people react to the virus?
I mean, I am no doctor. Like, I can't tell anybody how to react personally, but I will say it is serious. Obviously, we've seen the death toll increasing daily around the world, especially Italy. By day, more people are dying. So, obviously, it is serious. But in terms of how to react, I mean, personally, like, I don't even know how to feel because, like, I don't understand what's going on. I like to question things. When I ask questions, I can find the answer that give me, like, make me comprehend things. Like, it's just, okay, this is bigger than me, and only God knows. Like, just let it be and be safe. The best thing we can do is be safe, keep practicing social distancing, and just keep, like, protect yourself, wash your hands, do the proper precautions.
Yeah. Talk. Y'all can talk.
But nah, yeah.
Speaking of challenges, do you guys did you guys participate in any of those challenges?
Yeah, I definitely participated in every challenge that was sent my way. Like, if they said take a shot, I'd take a shot. If they said do push-ups, I was doing push-ups because it's like, you know, like I feel, like I said, I feel like the social distancing thing, it is like physically, yes, for the actual term of it. Have I been social distancing? Yes. I have not been coming into physical contact with people, but due to all of this stuff, I feel like people are a lot, there's a lot of people reaching out, you know, they're just trying to make connections, trying to rekindle whatever flames they can, you know, it's like,
it's
kind of like in my opinion, this is not a real term, but like the end of the world effect. It's like, everybody's just trying to make sure, like, you know, they spend time with like my sister. Oh my God. We spend like so many days together these past couple of days, and it's just like, you know, it just shows you, like, you know, you're still loved one, because, you know, sometimes we don't speak to the ones that we love.
That's right.
But it just shows you like how crazy the media, the control that they have over our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing in the media changes, and then it's just like, all right, before we didn't value family, we're going to make sure to take care of and go reach out to our moms and our parents. And, you know, like, it's just crazy.
I feel like people always cared about their families.
No, I didn't say they don't care about their families, but.
You say people always care. Always
I feel
care
like people always cared about their families. Yeah.
Wait, Trey, are you saying people don't care about their families?
No, I'm saying that. That, you know, if you look at the Chinese culture, these are people that value they show that sense of urgency to, you know, spread that love towards their families. They hold them at high regards. Mm-hmm. They value these people with everything that they do is based off of their elder, you know, well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, if you look at places like America, it's like, as soon as you reach a certain age, it's like, you want to get as far as possible from your family, you know what I'm saying? So that you can kind of build this stability on your own and gain this sense of independence. So I feel like what is going on right now is taking that, you know, these same people that really want to be away from their family, mm-hmm. and is bringing them home. You know what I'm saying? Is bringing them to realize what the real important things is when you really think about it.
Can people really be, even though that, yeah, it's bringing people together and creating a sense of family, can people really feel the sense of family given that all this shit is going on in this world, or like this whole coronavirus? Like, we don't know. I read something that they send in like the military down now to enforce some of the rules of shops closing at 8 and people staying inside and so forth. So is it really, can we really be calm and really build that sense of family or rekindle or whatever, be something, anything positive given the state of what's going on?
Well, again, like, I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah, you just got to find the positivity within yourself. Trust me, it's something wild, something unbelievable going on in the world every single day. It's like, you probably not know about it. Some, like, there's probably something worse or probably as bad as corona going on, killing people somewhere in the world. It's what Trey said, is what get the media attention, because the media is the most powerful machine. They influence, they program, they influence when to panic, when to care,
when to not get, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's so crazy. It's you. It's a matter of like having a sense of self and like yeah. Some days I'm scared of shit. Like, okay, when this gonna end? Blah, blah, like, it's a lot, but it's, you can't be scared, but panic is not gonna solve anything.
And I think going along with what he's saying is like me for what your question was, your initial question was, I feel like me, how I cope with it or how I deal with it and some of the things that I do, it may be a little bit different than somebody else's approach. But again, I feel like paying attention to the stuff that you wouldn't normally pay attention to, like the things that you love, including your family being one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that this is just going to be my main focus because mm-hmm. I feel like, but at the end of the day, for me, if I feel like I can't control something, I'm going to try as best as I can to cope with it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever mechanism that is, it varies on the person.
Yeah, but the bottom line is make sure you do what's healthy and what's best for yourself.
Like, definitely.
Coping is one, or you're coping the right way. But sometimes some of the things we lean on to cope with things only cause us more problems down the line.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned that one of my forms of coping would be to spend more time with like, you know, loved ones, not necessarily just family, just people that you normally, like, because of the way the world is, you don't make time for them. You know
people
what I'm saying?
People that fill your bucket. People that fill your bucket. People who give you the energy that you get, like, that you need. Like, people that fill you up and give you what you need.
Like, once you speak to them, you feel happy. They don't give you nothing, but they give the energy back. Like, there's substance, like, it was what your soul needed. Like, there's people you might not talk to them often, but whenever you have the chance to speak to them, the conversation might not be extravagant, but, like, you feel complete, like, because y'all
talk reassurance, about what, like a reassurance,
that's the word. Y'all talk about what necessary, like, y'all spread the love, y'all check on each other, like, genuinely and stuff like that.
I definitely agree with that. So before we even continue on with this conversation, I'm Den Den. I'm here with Fee. I'm here with Trey, Ricky
B. Ricky
B. We from New York City, and we just here talking, chatting it up about different topics. Right now, we're talking about the coronavirus. We'll be right back. We'll be playing some light music. If you have any questions too, comment in the message portion. You can also call in and give us your perception on whatever topic that we are talking about. We also want to hear what your opinion is. Then call my folks up. Somebody about to get poked up. Go call a tow truck. All that talking out your neck might just get your throat cut. This is a Mack truck, not a black truck. When we move, tell them back up. Click, click, clack, duck. Hella bands, pull up stashed up. Super faxed up. All you bitches, Rosa Parks. Uh-oh, get your ass up. Yikes. I play tag and you it for life. Yikes. You a clown, you do it for likes. Yikes. Yes, it's tight, but it doesn't bite. Rip it right. He be like. Yikes, 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 yikes. Shit is crazy, y'all. Shit is really, really wild, but.
Yeah.
I'm happy that these challenges been keeping us, like, going. Trey, you said you've been doing challenges, bro?
Yeah, man, I've been doing all the challenges. With,
you said you did the push-up challenge?
Yep.
How many push-ups did you do?
A lot, trying to just
Nigga, give me a number. I'm going to be... Give him a number.
I don't have a number.
All right. I've been trying to do these push-up challenge, bro. I cannot do push-ups for shit. I'm like, yo, if you challenge me doing a push-up, we're going to have to fight because, like, you know my arms are weak, ho.
Yo.
Why are you making fun of me?
Which challenge did you end up doing, though?
I did one challenge. I did the see a chug. Take a chug challenge. So I chugged
Half drinking.
Of my Corona.
Wow.
You know, I'm a beast. I'm a boss. I'm a motherfucking problem. What about you, Ricky? Have you done any yet? Thank
beast.
You.
You heard her.
But nah, I actually got tagged to multiple challenges, but I ain't participating in none of them. I prefer to be I'd rather watch.
You rather be an observer.
Yes, ma'am.
Get your spectating ass out of here, boy.
Can we get a whack sound effect that... Ooh.
Well,
come on, it
is what it is.
So we're bringing that here too.
Listen.
You had your time, bro. She asked you already. You said nope. You didn't want to talk. So go back to your iPad, crazy.
Dennis, did you do any
I'm not even gonna hold you. I was tagging a lot of push-ups.
Don't hold. Just bro. Say, bitch.
Lazy? You're lazy? You don't do
yeah,
push-ups.
I'm not gonna hold you. I did not. Yeah.
No funny? Fuck both of y'all. Crazy one and crazy
two. You ate too many Oreos?
Nah, no funny. I be dogging those Oreos at night, so I'm not gonna lie to you. Listen, I didn't know you gotta stop eating after 8 p.m.
You should.
I didn't know that.
But I eat.
According to what?
That's what I heard. Life. That's what somebody told me.
After 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
It's true. Look it up. But have I participated in the challenges? No. I have been tagged and I've accepted.
So you owe 30 push-ups. Guys, technical difficulty.
Technical difficulty.
The whole table almost tipped over.